In a criminal complaint filed at the Homer Courthouse, Trooper David Chaffin wrote that he pulled over a silver 2000 Oldsmobile sedan at about 2:47 p.m. Saturday afternoon at the intersection of Waddell Way and the Sterling Highway after the driver failed to signal for a right-hand turn. Chaffin says in the complaint that when he contacted the driver, 26-year-old Homer resident Timothy Igu, he noticed what appeared to be a handgun on the front seat. A pat-down of Igu revealed a glass pipe that the suspect admitted was for smoking methamphetamine and a small baggie of what the officer suspected was methamphetamine. Although it's not detailed in the criminal complaint, Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says Chaffin soon suspected that Igu was operating a mobile laboratory for making methamphetamine in his vehicle.
Through what he saw in the vehicle and questioning of the driver, it was determined that there was what we felt was a meth lab, and we have hazmat crews come in and handle that because the substances can be very volatile, which is why the road was closed down for such a length of time, is getting people who are trained to take care of those situations in there and collect evidence and also dismantle it safely.
The hazardous material crew was called in from the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency office in Anchorage, says Peters, and the area around the Homer post office was closed off until 10 p.m. while the crew dismantled the lab. She says it's not unheard of for law enforcement officers to find a meth lab that is small and mobile.
Well, without getting too technical with it, there's different ways that people can make methamphetamine. Labs can vary in sizes. They can be small enough to fit into a backpack, or they can be large enough to take up an entire garage. So it really depends on what type of meth lab somebody has.
Igu was arrested and transported to the Homer jail, where he is being held without bail. He's charged with fourth-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance, but Peters says further charges are likely pending an ongoing investigation. According to Alaska court records, Igu was convicted of fourth-degree assault in January and was sentenced to 1 year in jail with 9 months suspended and credit for time served. All criminal suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.